And when we find it, knowing Christ answers, as I've told you repeatedly, the three greatest questions. Number one, where did I come from? And the only verified answer. You know, when you go online shopping, you look for the VeriSign. You don't want to give your credit card to those Romanian hackers, you know. You've got to make sure you have a site that has HTTPS, you know, that's secure. What's the only secure site that tells you about your origin? The Bible. The question of where I came from is only answerable when we come face to face with the truth that answers this question: who was he? He claims that he is my creator and yours. So nobody knows us like he does, because he designed us, Psalm 139 says, from the DNA level up. The second question, why am I here? I mean, especially after you've lived two-thirds of your life and are further in debt and tired. I mean, what am I here for? That question is only answerable, our purpose, when we come face to face with the truth that answers the question, what did Jesus do? He came to redeem me from my frail, transient weakness. I can't even stay awake. I have to sleep. I have to go unconscious, totally vulnerable, just to make it, to get enough strength to go through another day. I am not self-existent. He is. And he said, I want to have a little partnership with you. I'll give you a new heart, and I'll put endless life inside of you, if you'll come to know me as your Redeemer. Wow. Who wouldn't want that? Most people don't. Most people don't. And the final question, where am I going? What's at the end of all this? Am I just going back, you know, into the ground? And that question is only answerable when we come face to face with the truth that answers the question. Why did he come? He said it. He's the master of the universe. He said, every human that's ever lived is going to stand right in front of me. And I'm going to ask them whether or not they have their sins, or while they were alive on earth, they asked me to take their sins. That's the, either you have the Son and he's taking your sins away, or you don't have the Son and you're still wearing them. And if you're still wearing them in front of his great white throne, they're like a big chain around you. And you will be cast in the lake of fire and forever be sinking, carried down by your sins into the wrath of God, which he offered to pour out on Christ and take the chains of your sin off. But he'll only do that for those who will call out to him and say, if you're willing, you can make me clean. So the question is, are you going to face that truth now and say, I'm lost and sinful and in need of a Savior? Or then? Did you know everybody's a believer in hell? Everybody will be a believer in hell, but it's too late. Because while you hear his voice, the voice of God among us, who lived a perfect life, who died a substitutionary death, who offers endless life to everybody who will come like that leper and implore Jesus, if you're willing, you can cleanse me. That's who he was. He is God, the Son, the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, the one who said, I'm come that you might have life, and not just squeak by life, abundant, overflowing life. That's who he was.